If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, and welcome to the No Such Nonsense podcast. We're three mates starting out a new adventure in podcasting, doing food reviews. I'm Niz Nia, I'm with...
And I'm Dims Mac.
And I'm Sol Rojinsei.
Rojinsei? How do you even say that name?
Split it in two bits. Rojinsei.
Yeah. Unusual. Give you that, Sol. Just like you.
You have to be unique, isn't it? Stands out of the crowd.
Well, we're here to stand out in the crowd. We're going to start a food podcast review.
Sure, yeah. So what are you thinking? You're thinking of doing a sweet episode? What are you thinking?
Well, there's so many options. There's so many options, isn't there? I guess a sweet tooth could be one of the first ones.
Yeah, but Niz, I'm the sweet tooth guy. Everyone should know this. Dims loves his sweet dishes. I should be doing the sweet tooth.
I think Niz should do it.
Well, I think I'm going to be looking at something that they don't usually see on menus here.
Like what?
Yeah.
Go on. Churi.
What's a churi?
Yeah.
So it's roti, torn to pieces, mixed with butter or ghee, with sugar on top. And you don't get that at restaurants or takeaways.
I've heard of it. Is it sweet? They call it sweet roti. For those that don't know, sweet chapati, basically.
Oh, yeah, sweet chapati, that's it. I've had that.
I used to have it as a kid.
Yeah.
That's one of those, but they don't do them on the restaurant, so people don't know about that. We've also got stuff like...
Come on, I thought you were the dessert guy. Look, the sweet rice.
I know something like yellow rice. What about yellow rice?
All sorts.
Yellow rice.
We have that, but they don't have it.
Okay.
I don't see much of that at the shops. Although, I think there's another name for it as well.
What?
Sweet rice, lad. It's called sweet rice. Well, what else could you call it?
Meter chawal, that's translated.
Zardo.
In what language?
Zardo is in Gujarati, bro.
In Gujarati?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Zarda in Persian.
Zarda's in Urdu as well. We call it Zarda. I don't speak Persian.
But then again, yeah, the Mughals did come from Persia.
You'll find out Niz is quite the historian, which viewers will soon come to realise.
Plus, he's the brainy box of all of us as well.
Yeah, he is.
Not really. I think they're
Well, it's the brainiest one out of us three, so by default, it's brainer.
Yeah,
well, we'll find out soon enough because the listeners will let us know if we get anything wrong.
I'm sure we can cover many other topics as well into this sweet rice thing.
Well, yeah, I think we'll find that we use different ways to sweeten stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
So here we use granulated sugar.
Oh, okay.
But in the Indian subcontinent, they use something called gur or jaggery.
Is that what sugar's made out of? Gur.
No.
Really?
No, this is a.
Thinking sugar cane, aren't
I? Sugar cane, yeah. This is another type of sugar cane, but it's made into a powder. It's not actually granulated sugar. It's turned into a powder.
So what colour is it? Brown or white or pink?
Brown.
Oh, okay.
A light brown colour. It's a light brown colour. But we'll also...
I think sugar
Come
in that.
Man.
Come on. You're supposed to be a professional. Whose phone is that?
Yeah.
I bet I was Niz. Not quite so brainy after all. I forgot to put his phone on silent.
It's my order. It's arrived. Sweet rice. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll let him off this time, at least.
Yeah,
okay.
This time, yeah. Three strikes and you're out. Even though it's your show, you're still out.
We'll also be looking at... I think we're looking to halwa, because that has so many aspects to it, because you can make it with any type of food, really. But there's only one specific type, one that I like.
Carrot.
Carrot, yeah.
There's many different... Right, that's true. I'm going to kick him out of the studio now. He just dropped his phone now. Like butterfingers, it's like he's like at the sweet rice and his fingers are buttery or other. But don't you find that some are really like oily or buttery?
You're right. And we do eat our food with our hands, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having some jewelry right now, which has made my fingers a little bit slippery.
Still telling you a free strike, you're out, that's strike two. Be on your best behaviour.
But I guess you're going to really have to listen in. You're going to have to download our first podcast and listen and see which foods we do cover, which sweet desserts we think you don't know about and that you should really try.
And we're already on social as No Such Nonsense, so just check us out. We're on most social sites at the moment. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Yeah.
Well, I think we'll wrap it up there.
I was just saying we should come to an end now and that's it.
Yeah. Well, I think, we'll wrap it up there and hopefully you'll join us on our first full episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.